Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We all remember the scene in Tiananmen Square when in the square that individual stood in front of that tank and that tank decided not to move forward. Well, unfortunately, back in the same country, China, a pastor and his wife stood in front of a bulldozer when it was intent on bulldozing the church. And this time, the bulldozer continued to move forward, running over the pastor's wife and burying her alive. We're going to be talking about Christian persecution on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. There's a report that's come out now in China, in the Henan province. A demolition crew killed a pastor's wife as she and her husband tried to stop the destruction of their church. According to China Aid, a Christian agency that speaks out for persecuted Christians in China, that agency said that it's part of a larger crackdown against Christians in Henan and China overall. The pastor and his wife stood in front of a bulldozer to keep it from destroying their church. But unlike what we saw in Tiananmen Square, where the tank driver decided not to run over his fellow comrade, his citizen, someone that stood in front of that tank, here, according to the reports, the person driving that bulldozer continued to move forward, running over the pastor's wife. She died of suffocation. She was buried alive. There's a photograph that is in front of us as we do this program, and it is horrible to see this woman who simply wanted to save her church buried alive, just like a piece of rubbish.
Yeah, Matt, you know, the Pew Research Center has found that Christians and Christianity by far are the most persecuted people across the globe, worldwide. This is just one example, one small example of the millions of examples that are out there right now. There's more Christian persecution right now than there have been really in any other century in history. And, you know, we see it in Middle Eastern countries with Islamists, ISIS and others killing Christians, but people don't realize how rampant it is all over the world. Communist countries like China. Here is a great example of where Christians are just, they're treated not just like second class citizens. They're treated like they are worthless. And it's because the world hates truth and the truth of Christ and the truth of Christianity. So we need to be praying for this family, certainly in China, but for the persecuted church worldwide.
You know, China Aid says that persecution in China has jumped 150% in the past year alone, with nearly 3,000 Christians detained and about 1,300 sent to jail for terms, various terms. They're already in jail serving sentences because of their Christian beliefs.
You know, we in the United States have no idea what it is like to be persecuted for your faith. I mean, so many of these Christians have to worship in secret, underground, in homes, for fear of their lives, just to worship together. And so if you can just visualize this two couple standing there trying to protect their church and someone just mowing them over like their ants, it's just unfathomable.
And just imagine, the husband there,
yeah,
watching his wife being bulldozed.
They're willing to die for their church. Are we willing to do that?
Literally, you know? Buried under sand,
right.
And yeah, being unable to help. I mean, the inhumanity of this is incredible. And yet, you know, our government speaks out they go to China, our elected officials go to China, and when they go to a place like China, and I've talked to many people who have been diplomats or ambassadors, when a government official, a high-level official, goes to a country like China and does not condemn the human rights abuses, then what does a place like China or the Middle East do? But particularly China or some place like that, when that person leaves, they are emboldened, and they say that when that person leaves, then those who are imprisoned are beaten. Why? Because they know that the big kid on the block has just entered their neighborhood and has said nothing about what they're doing, and they're emboldened because they know that the big kid on the block is going to do nothing about it. And the big kid is the United States. And when we are silent, people die.
Matt, can I speculate a little bit as to why, particularly under this administration, why we see our diplomats and others remaining silent? Because, Holly, I agree with you that we definitely do not see the kind of what I call soft persecution and hard persecution. Here in the United States, we are not yet facing that kind of persecution where people are literally being run over by bulldozers because they are Christian. However, we are moving in that direction. Let's not forget Kim Davis, who Liberty Counsel represented, who literally went to jail for 6 days because of her Christian faith. People are being threatened. The baker and others being threatened. You go through sensitivity training and reprogramming, and you will bake that wedding cake, or you will be charged with contempt of court, and you will go to jail because of your faith. So we're not there yet. But when you have an administration that is hostile to Christianity, hostile to biblical Christianity, and many people controlling the reins of government have embraced a worldview that is anathema to Christianity, a secular humanist worldview, a Marxist worldview, the same kind of worldview we see in places like China. We shouldn't be surprised that they remain silent and about the human rights abuses against Christians.
Yeah, so just visualize as you will, in this particular instance, the extreme lengths that the Chinese officials go to stop the spread of Christianity involving a bulldozer. Take that visual over here in the United States, and we have spiritual, unethical, moral bulldozers going over the spread of Christianity.
Well, and what that happens, you know, when we don't speak out, number one, we talk about the elected officials not speaking out. Well, the elected officials, they are servants of the people. And when the Christian church doesn't speak out, then you know what? Then the elected officials are not going to speak out, because they're going to speak out if we speak out. If we're silent, the elected officials are silent. The elected officials are silent. More people die when they go into these countries or say nothing about them or enter into trade agreements and don't have anything in there with regards to remedying the human rights abuses. So the church needs to speak out on these issues. Pastors need to preach on these issues. We need to be cognizant of the church body worldwide and what's happening to our brothers and sisters. Then we also need to be cognizant about the creeping compromises that ultimately result in discrimination that lead to persecution that are happening here in this country. So we have to speak out on issues that are taking place in our own community. And what we're seeing right now are, because of your Christian faith, whether you're Kurt Schilling, one of the star pictures of the baseball team, now an ESPN announcer, fired, however, from ESPN because he speaks out about a common sense issue of men using women's restrooms, and he gets terminated by ESPN. The baker gets fined. The florist gets fined. They get drug into court. These individuals are being targeted because of their Christian beliefs. They're being jailed like Kim Davis. They're being fired from their job like Kurt Schilling, or they're being fined like the Melissa Klein and her Sweet Cakes by Melissa.
And you're right. When the body of Christ comes together, there is strength in numbers. But there is good news here. I mean, we have this parade of horrible things, and it is, but not a parade of horribles in the sense that I mean, this is very real stuff we're talking about. But when the body of Christ comes together, there's hope. And the church thrives and over the centuries has grown rapidly when it faces persecution.
I mean, look at the growth in China and how many Christians there are. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but the number of Christians over there, that despite the persecution, despite the fear of death of meeting, the church is growing over there.
Well, Martin Niemöller had a very powerful statement. First, they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. We need to wake up. Silence is not an option. Visit lc.org. That's lc.org. And at lc.org, you can order the DVD, Silence is Not an Option. We send out tens and tens of thousands of these DVDs across the country to pastors and church leaders. I encourage you to get this DVD along with the little Patriots Handbook booklet, and you can pass these out to your pastors in your church at events, to the church leaders. Silence right now is not an option. You know, to paraphrase Martin Niemöller, first they came for the baker, And I did not speak out because I was not a baker. Then they came for the florist, and I did not speak out because I was not a florist. Then they came for the photographer, but I did not speak out because I did not do photography. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Visit lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel financially. Sign up for our various emails. Go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.